And I'm hoping we're going to at least, I mean, this is one of those critical discussions that we must have, the importance of reclaiming our children. That I recall in there's a excerpt from a show titled, and it's in the first, there's several places where there's audio files, but in the very first place where my son and I began compiling the shows, there is one called the Richard Aoki and the Abandonment of Children. And in that audio file, I recall my son asking, well, you know, what do we do when we know that our children are being sucked into this agenda and being actively recruited by power, looking for, as Himmler says, the better of, you know, the what they would, what they have decided are the better ones among the lessers, to recruit them into this mission of theirs to install the republic, and then they provide them with the books on philosophy and sucker them, because youth are open and those who take an interest in them because of the structural abandonment of the wage work system, they appreciate, they're grateful for the attention, and particularly when someone is giving them praise and flattery. So in that excerpt from that show, Richard Aoki and the Abandonment of Children, the reply I felt strongly about to that question, what is our response, is that we have to have an alternative. That's one of the reasons why these discussions are absolutely critical. We have to not allow our children to be used, and we have to create a world in which they are not being lied to. Continuing with Alice, these are only three examples of the endless number of people whose life took a similar course and who no doubt had received what is considered a good, strict upbringing. The results of the child's total subordination to the adult's will were not seen solely in his future political submissiveness, for example, to the totalitarian system of the Third Reich, but were already visible in his inner readiness for a new form of subordination as soon as he left home. For how could someone whose inner development had been limited to learning to obey the commands of others be expected to live on his own without experiencing a sudden sense of inner emptiness? Military service provided the best opportunity for him to continue the established pattern of taking orders. When someone like Adolf Hitler came along and claimed, just like father, to know exactly what was good, right, and necessary for everyone, it's not surprising that so many people who were longing for someone to tell them what to do welcomed him with open arms and helped him in his rise to power. Young people had finally found a father substitute without which they were incapable of functioning. And that is one of those insights I really need every single day. Thank you, Alice. Thank you, thank you. And thank you for listening. I'm so grateful you're out there. I'm feeling those conversations starting and happening and circulating globally. No matter, I don't hear nothing like that over the airs, over the airwaves. There is that, I wish I could remember how George Eliot put it, but that seeding and fertilizing and churning happening below ground, and gonna break out very shortly, I hope. In any case, thank you so much for listening, and until next week, I love you guys. I love my one. Stay strong, everyone. Peace.
day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could forward so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my much, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on.